Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Crazy Bird Stories by Daryl Barnes, described as a brilliant and bright combination of poetry and story writing aimed at native wildlife education. The aim of book one in the series, Crazy Bird Stories, Prepare Yourself for Strange Birds Behaving in Strange Ways, is to introduce children to birds using both entertainment and education. Having fun with the 12 birds featured in this book will cement an impression in the mind of every child that will remain with them as they develop and grow. Each of the four books in the series has a fact section at the back, and each story has a hidden fairy wren for them to find. Daryl's life took a turn when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2011. Determined not to let this dictate his life and prevent him from doing the things that he wanted to do, well, he started work on combining his two interests, writing poems and bird watching. Children are the future, and so he wanted to introduce them to birds early on in life by way of short, catchy, rhyming stories with colorful illustrations. Daryl Barnes, author of the Crazy Bird book series from Australia, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. It's quite an honor to be here, actually, so I hope I can do it justice.
Well, and you will. You've done such an excellent job with the series. What a charming series that you put together. We'll talk about that during the course of the program. I'll give you information on where to get information on Daryl's books. First, let's start with this fascination, this love affair you've had with birds. How did this begin for you?
Yeah, everything seems to happen late in life for me for some reason. With the bird situation, it started in 2008. I'd moved to Mackay in central coast of Queensland in 1997, and in 2008 I took the opportunity to go and sit in a bird hide and watch a particular bird feed its chicks. And it was called a buff-breasted paradise kingfisher, which is quite a unique bird in its own right. It had a very appealing story which attracted me, as well as the beauty of the bird itself. And from that day on, I continued to pursue that bird and other birds in the area as well, of course. And it's just culminated in my first book in 2015. So that's where it began. It just captivated me.
Well, it's interesting. You've taken that love affair that you had, and you've now given that to so many young children, not only in Australia, but worldwide as well. And I guess not just children, but adults as well are fascinated by the stories in the Crazy Bird series. We're talking about book one, Prepare Yourself for Strange Birds Behaving in Strange Ways by Daryl Barnes, our guest on the program. His website is crazybirdstories.com. Give you that information throughout the program. So you take this love affair you have with birds, this interest in birds. The other love affair you have is with poetry. When did you start writing poetry?
Yeah, well, that's happened almost around the same time. In 2009, I was asked to do a little, say a few words at my mother's 90th birthday function. And when I started to write down a few dot points, if you like, I sort of started to make it rhyme, and it wasn't any long, but it was enough to make it quite catchy, and it was basically the start of my poetry writing. And when I was at school, it wasn't one of my favourite topics, I might tell you, but like I said, you just never know what the future holds. Well, and since then, I've been writing poetry about all different sorts of things, not only about birds, but things I've done in my life and experiences I've had and things I've seen, all sorts of things.
Well, yeah, it's a very varied interest that you have. How do you determine what you're going to write about?
That's a hard question to answer because sometimes it'll come out of nowhere and the inspiration will be there and I've got to write something down while it's on my mind. Sometimes...
Yes.
They don't turn out to be anything substantial, but most of the stories I write are short stories. And if I've been there or seen something or experienced something, I might get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it'll be on my mind, and I'll write a few words down and come back to it later on and work on it that way.
It's one thing to have this love affair, which you combined with birds and with writing and the poetry. Another thing to actually be a published author, which you are now. Talk about this experience for you. It's one thing to entertain family members and friends. Another thing to go to a publisher and get the book published and be basically distributed around the world. What's this been like for you?
Yes, it's been a challenge, I might tell you. Not having any experience or knowing anybody in that field, it was a trial and error sort of process. The first attempt I made was with Balboa Press in America. They offered a reasonable deal and to get it self-published, and I went with them, and it took probably the best part of 12 months to get it all sorted. But it was quite exciting, of course, when the book was finished and I had my hands on the first copy. It was, it was a bit of a challenge. So I had to get the illustrator to understand what scenery occurs in Australia compared to other countries, and send photos of birds, of course, that I was using. But they done a really good job, quality product, very happy with the result. And that was this first book, which once I'd got it completed and I thought, well, I've got to market this book. Why not market 2, 3, or 4 or whatever?
Oh, yes.
And I had plenty of ideas, and so it just went from there.
I'm going to ask you about the books in the series, and I'll give you information again where those books are found, how you can order those. Holidays coming up, it's a great time to do that for the young people in your family. But there are a lot of people listening that are thinking, I've often thought about writing a book, whether it be poetry, whether I'm writing the great novel or whatever. What advice would you give them? Because you're in a position that many of these people find themselves not really familiar with how to go about it, and you've been there. What advice would you give somebody trying to get a book published?
Yes, it's pretty daunting when you don't know, haven't
exactly
got contacts,
yes,
or not sure how to go about it. But, do your homework, I suppose. Look, the first thing I'd let people know is, in my case, I think anyway, if you're going to write a book, it's got to be something that you really want to do, and then something that you're not going to hopefully rely on to make money out of, because that's not that doesn't work quite like that. Unless you perhaps happen to be a genius, which is,
yes,
not too many of them around. But yeah, if you want to write a book, go ahead and get it done. But like I said, the financial rewards probably might be disappointing if you're looking to make money out of it, but do it for passionate reasons.
Well, and passing along stories as you have, so well written, our guest on the program is Daryl Barnes, coming to us from Australia. He's the author of The Crazy Bird Stories. Book one we're talking about, Prepare Yourself for Strange Birds Behaving in Strange Ways. His website is crazybirdstories.com. The book's now available for sale at its lowest retail price. You'll find it for sale at all the Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. So you'll get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the usual places where books are sold. You'll get information on book one that we're featuring on the program today, but all the books in the series. Daryl, how many books have you published so far?
I've got 5 books now published, 4 in the Crazy Bird Stories series. I've just not long had published a different book. It's a book of poetry about my life when I lived in Victoria, Australia, from 1955 until 1997. It's just a book of experiences and things that I've done and seen in that time that I can get on paper before I get too old and my memory disappears.
Yes.
So I've got it captured in a book, and that's a chapter of my life that's been sort of finished off, if you like. And since I've moved to Queensland, I'll be working on a book for a similar situation living up here. I've also got another book in the pipeline. A friend of mine is a photographer, really keen bird photographer. And I've got about 40 bird poems that he's putting his photographs with, and we're going to publish that hopefully fairly soon.
You know, that's really fascinating. And again, probably what most of the information people can find on your website, crazybirdstories.com, they can find out about the other books there as well.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, they're all featured on the website. And any other information that's applicable, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting website. It's very well done. You'll get some ideas, some stories as you're reading, sort of the background on the book series that Daryl has put together. With four books in the series, what's the future for Crazy Bird Stories? You said in the beginning, if you're telling one story, there are several others to be told. I would think that, and you've got everybody's interest now with this series, will you be doing more in the Crazy Bird series?
Yeah, I hope to. I've got some more ideas in that vein. I'm just not sure whether I'll call it Crazy Bird Stories Book 5. And 6 and so forth. I'm probably going to go with a different name perhaps the next time, just to keep it separate. But I've got more stories in mind with for children's picture books especially. So Crazy Bird Stories Book 2 and Book 4, I've just had them both animated. And I know kids like to see things that move, so that was part of the reason we went down that track. Once we've got the second one completely finished off, the idea is to take it around schools and introduce birds to kids in the local schools. That's the plan at the moment. The animation is quite a bit challenging, but I've got a lady that she's helping me there, and she's done a fantastic job. So that's been really, really, well, exciting, I suppose, yeah.
Well, and you can keep up with all the information, everything that Daryl has going at his website, crazybirdstories.com. We'll go back for a second. We've got some time left in the program and talk about this publishing thing, because I have so many people that ask questions about that. What has been the hardest aspect of publishing a book for you? What's the most challenging, the most difficult?
Yeah, looking back, when I first started, I thought getting the book published was the hardest thing. But now that I'm at the other end, the publishing's done, and the challenge now is to get it marketed and get it distributed, get it out so people can see the book and read it for themselves. So, yeah, look, overall, I tend to think that the marketing side of it is probably the biggest challenge. There's lots of books out there. There's lots of people trying to sell their book and in similar fields to what I'm doing. So you've got to try and get that edge somehow, and trying to get something that's just a little bit different, and hopefully it'll take off and all your hard work will come to fruition.
Yeah, it seems like you've done that by combining entertainment and education in the Crazy Bird Series books. With us on the program, the author, Daryl Barnes. Talk about putting this book together and the thought process that went into that. I mentioned in the beginning, having fun with the 12 birds featured in the book. Talk about the facts section at the back, because this makes it fun. You sort of give the kids a little test in there and educating them subtly, subconsciously at the same time. Talk about the concept of that, and then the fairy wren, the hidden fairy wren that you have there as well. Two really nice touches in the series.
Yeah, they're both aspects that I tried to introduce to try and make the book different to just an entertainment book. The educational side of it with the facts at the back, So once the children have got familiar with the crazy birds in the 12 stories, they can, and as they get a bit older as well, they can read about the real bird that it's, the fictitious one was taken from. And so they can go then and see if they can find it in the wild. It's not too, didn't want to put much information in it, just enough to sort of whet their appetite, I guess. And hopefully that's a positive outcome. The fairy wren silhouette is just a little bird that I've added to each story. It's just like a signature, I guess. And when I've done some reading at schools and play groups and so forth, the first thing that kids do when they turn the page is look for that fairy wren, because it's something of interest that they can do, and it's not easy to find. Sometimes, some pages it is, sometimes it's not. But they're just little touches just to try and make it a bit different, get the kids involved, and hopefully down the track it'll make a difference.
What has that been like for you to be able to go out publicly when you do the readings, when you have the kids, and you write the books, you read the reviews, you hear people comment on them, but that's sort of like secondhand. When you're in the classroom, you're talking about the books, you're seeing the expression on the kids' faces as they're reading. What's that like when they're responding in such a positive, inquisitive way to something that you had written?
Yeah, it's very, very heartwarming, I must admit. And it makes it feel like you've all your effort's been worthwhile, because there are plenty of days when things are not going too well, and especially when I've got trouble with my health, that you feel walk away and leave it all behind. But when you see the reaction from kids and grown-ups as well, it's heartwarming, and it helps to keep you going, and that's important. It's easy for people with Parkinson's. Plus, I've had a dose of leukemia thrown in there as well, to get depressed and fall into some other health issues. But I'm trying to challenge myself physically and mentally to keep active and try and keep this my health as good as possible.
Well, I would think that would be of great help being in the outdoors as you are and sharing nature, which gives you psychologically, emotionally, I think, a lift anyway. And then as you're working with children and you're able to pass along to them this love that you have of the outdoors and birds, that has to help with that as you're fighting all the medical issues, I would think, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it takes your mind off it, and you're mixing with people with like-minded, and I make sure that I associate with people that are positive and not looking at the negative aspects or the health aspects that tend to bring you down. So it's important to keep that attitude. Like I said, there are days when you feel like it's hard to get through, but you've got to keep your chin up and talk to somebody that'll brighten your day up, and it'll make a difference.
Well, Daryl, you're an inspiration on a number of levels. What we just talked about the last couple of minutes, giving people motivation to get through difficult times, as you have been forced to do, and what you're doing in spreading the word with poetry, which is an art form, obviously, unto itself, and the love of the outdoors and the birds that you have. Our guest on the program is Daryl Barnes, author of the Crazy Bird Stories book series. You'll find the books available at his website, crazybirdstories.com. Book also available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a number of other places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on, get all the information on Daryl's books and get information on how you can purchase them as well. Daryl, thank you for joining us on the program from Australia. Daryl Barnes has been our guest, author of the Crazy Bird series. The books are available at his website, crazybirdstories.com. Link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, for more information. back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.